right, let's get to, I was going to say work, but that's a little, that's a bit of an exaggeration. Kenny Kessler has been working hard. I'm just here to report and activate your mind here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with an overview of what's going on. And mostly the stuff that we have in this hour is from the world of News Talk Radio and the hot hits from the week, and certainly all the scandals that the administration have highlighted by the number one issue of the week, and that's the IRS targeting the Tea Party. This isn't going to go away fast, much to the chagrin, of those who would like to see it go. Bye-bye. President Obama is named Danny Werfel, W-E-R-F-E-L. Sounds like somebody who should be on the Smurfs. An official is... Well, that's kind of like a Smurf term, isn't it?
Sounds very, very Smurfy.
Doesn't it, though? Yeah. Anyway, so Werfel was an official in the budget office. He's the new acting commissioner. I bet he's happy about that job. He looks like he's about 17. Did you notice the pictures? How old is this guy? Does anybody know?
He's early 40s, I think.
Is he? Oh, wow. He looks younger than that. All right, anyway. So let's see what's going on here in terms of reaction. A lot of Republicans, including Rand Paul of Kentucky, are saying the ouster of the previous acting commissioner is not enough. Hearings are getting started today, so you can be sure this will be in the cycle. Can you imagine the Sunday morning? On Monday, when we go on the air in this hour, some of the food for thought that you'll be left with on Sunday with the Sunday morning news programs ought to be something special. Let's see also what's going on in the wake of the scandal. The House passing a measure to appeal Obamacare in its entirety, citing the fact that the IRS would be in charge of its implementation. Didn't I see, here's the story. Chris Jansen, as a matter of fact, talks here to Congressman Charles Boustany of Louisiana. He's the chairman of the Ways and Means Oversight Committee. Boustany says getting rid of the acting IRS commissioner was a good first step, but more has to be done. Listen to this.
Have been critical. In fact, Chairman Issa called Miller's resignation extremely good first step. Do you agree with that?
Well, I'm not surprised by that first step by the White House, but let me just say that doesn't answer all the questions that remain. We have a number of questions that were not answered by the Inspector General's report. We want to know who made these decisions. Where was the authority? Who knew what and at what point in time? And why was the IRS consistently and persistently evasive and misleading in their responses to us? Because we've been inquiring about this for the last 2 years in letters and in the context of formal hearings.
So what is your first question? You are going to be holding these the first congressional hearing into the IRS scandal. We should point out that in this and in neither of the others, is there any indication that the president is implicated in this? But are you looking for where, how high you think this goes? What specifically are you going to be asking?
Well, I'm very concerned about what's been happening internally within the IRS. We started looking at a number of these issues 2 years ago, and I've had serious concerns about poor management practices, just a whole array of problems within the structure of the IRS. And now, with these abuses coming to light, with the politicization, we need to get to the bottom of this. And I just refuse to believe that low-level officials ran completely amok on this. I think clearly there had to be some direction. And we know that the director of exempt organizations, who holds a relatively senior position in the IRS, knew about this, but consistently failed to reveal information to us despite our intensive inquiries. Same thing with the acting commissioner. And so we want to know what happened. We want to lay out the exact timeline of what happened with this. Let's get the facts on the table. The American people deserve to know. Consider the fact
that... Well, I
would
say that your colleagues on both sides of the aisle have said this about the IRS, that there are still questions out there that they want answered. But there is also some concern that's been expressed that a lot of time, particularly on the Republican side, has been spent on investigations. And other things that maybe the American people don't see as relevant. For the 38th time since 2011, Republicans are going to vote for the repeal of Obamacare, something they've spent 15% of their time on. And I want to play for you what Congressman Emanuel Cleaver had to say about that.
We've got so many real issues to face that it is almost obscene that we're going to lose some time dealing with a non-issue. And I think that the obsession has created a madness.
And it's not just the Democrats who are complaining. Charles Krauthammer is saying Republicans have to watch out. They're going beyond the established facts. We heard from, that was Bill O'Reilly. Charles Krauthammer talked about Benghazi and said, look, you've got to stop comparing it to Watergate and to Nixon. Is there a danger for Republicans in overreach here?
Well, there can be a danger, and I've cautioned my colleagues not to overreach. We don't want hyperbole. We want legitimate oversight, vigorous, thorough oversight. And that's what I've tried to do with my subcommittee, and that's basically what led to all of this ultimately being revealed.
All right, so there's Congressman Charles Boustany. The Republicans going too far on this, or is this just too juicy, too good to let it go? All right, so let's keep going with this. Actually, there are five scandals that are going on, and I think we ought to review those for you. We'll do that because there's a new one up, and that's next year on Good Day.
Discover Card.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back through June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
This next song is dedicated to Vicky Cooper. Vicky's a mother of three who recently saved $124 spring shopping at Kohl's. By stacking the savings, she not only took advantage of a great sale, she also saved $20 using her Kohl's cash. Congrats, Vicky. This one's for you.
Great savings that make you go Kohl's. Don't miss Kohl's Super Saturday sale this Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and...
How about some music?
Sure. And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting...
I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including ride and handling at... never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
Okay, we're at 16 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen along with Ken Kessler, and Kenny and I are here to review with you these big items for the week ending the 17th of May, 888-302-3684. God, it's Friday. Say that again, Doug. Can't even say Friday again already. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or to Ken at DougStephan.com, and he follows the mind rants of many of the people who are following us. Twitter at Good Day and Facebook.com/Good Day Show. So what's the, when you look at these scandals, actually, we have our big voice announcer. Let's go through the top. There is a new scandal. So we'll go through the top five.
Number five.
HHS, the Health and Human Services Department Secretary, has asked for donations from the big hospital corporations so that Obamacare can be implemented.
Number four.
The Environmental Protection Agency is giving favorable treatment and attention to the greenies.
Number three.
The phone work there. Good work at the Department of Justice. They won't talk about it, but the AP phone records.
Number two.
The Benghazi investigation.
Number one.
The IRS investigation. Okay, so here's the new one. And Jake Tapper is here to report on it. He talks about a new scandal brewing over missing terror suspects. Once again, great management on the part of the folks in Washington. There is a government agency that's been questioned, but they are not sharing information. And as a matter of fact, this is another example, in my mind, of agencies not talking to one another.
Two individuals identified as known or suspected terrorists entered the Justice Department's Witness Protection Program. According to the Justice Department Inspector General, the U.S. Marshals were, at one point, unable to locate them. This is all in this interim report obtained by CNN. But here's the bigger issue than these two individuals. At some point, these two cooperated. They got the full Henry Hill witness relocation treatment. New names, new lives, but amazingly, the U.S. Marshal Service was not sharing that information with other agencies before May 2012. The information like their new names of these new witnesses. So good luck trying to spot them on the no-fly list. They could just get right on a plane. And the Justice Department is not disputing this report. They released a statement that reads in part, the Justice Department agrees with the Inspector General's audit report that the WITSEC, that's Witness Security Program's requirements for admitting and monitoring participants, needed to be enhanced for terrorism-linked witnesses. Now, the Justice Department underlines that these two individuals are not in the United States. They're not wanted. They're no longer part of the Witness Protection Program. And the Justice Department claims that since the Inspector General drew attention to this and other national security issues dealing with the Witness Security Program, those two suspects are now, quote unquote, accounted for. Now, what does accounted for mean? Does the Justice Department know exactly where these two individuals identified as known or suspected terrorists are located? Well, Justice Department officials would not say. Well, that's okay. So these known or suspected terrorists are in the wind. We don't know their names. Not the real ones, not their fake ones. Pretty much the point of witness protection, of course. But it does appear that the government tripped over itself once again and made it easier for these individuals to fall off its radar.
Scandals. We love scandals. We love lots and lots of scandals. Big ones, little ones. Okay, here's another one. A countdown extra. The story about Rush Limbaugh and his advertisers. There are now several stories that are sort of lurking. You can hear Limbaugh talk about this any day of the week. But it's affecting not only Limbaugh's program and other syndicated shows, but local talk radio as well. The continuing focus on media matters. Which really, at this point, is something else, Kenny. They have gone from market to market attacking advertisers. The Belk department store chain is one of them. And the lady who buys the advertising says, because of the controversy, you see why we avoid talk radio? And that's the thing. The advertising works the best on talk radio because people are listening to what's being said, in fact. But because all of this scrutiny, going back to the 2012 remarks of Sandra Fluke, have been stirred up by Media Matters because they want to ruin Rush Limbaugh because they don't agree with him. There's the American way, folks. You want to give the Zero of the Week award to somebody, let's focus on Media Matters. 21 after the hour here on the Good Day program.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
I'm Doug Steffen, along with Ken Kessler, reviewing what's going on in the world of conversation, the important stories to begin your day. For many of you, it's the beginning of your day, the news nuggets, if you will. This is something people will be talking about today, the American Idol performance. Actually, as the season ended, the show started last night with all of the top 10 contestants opening up the program with Glad You Came. So you can crank this up for a second, my Lord. All right. Are we set, Michael? Are we all set there? All right. Let's review something that happened, the continuing conversation about Ariel Castro, the Ohio kidnapping of those ladies. Castro is now saying that the media bad guys here, portraying him as some kind of monster.
Ariel Castro. Mainstream media has labeled him a monster. We have labeled him a monster. His own mother labeled him a monster. Monsters have labeled him a monster. Charlize Theron, who starred in the movie Monster, labeled him a monster. Even his own brothers labeled him a monster.
A monster, a hateful, I hope he rots in that jail. I don't even want them to take his life like that. I want him to suffer in that jail to the last extent. I don't care if you even feed him what he has done to my life and my family's.
I feel the same way.
Monster! That's what everybody says. There's one group of people, though, that don't think that Ariel Castro, the Cleveland kidnapper, is a monster. His attorneys, who are trying to convince us, Carrie, our client is misunderstood.
These guys are the reason for lawyer jokes.
Yeah.
What do you call 10,000 lawyers at the bottom of the ocean?
A good start.
That's right. Just kidding. Obviously not throwing everybody into the same basket. But it is kind of funny. I mean, so for a week we have heard the horrors that went on. And you're like, wow, you just, what kind of defense do you mount? Well, of course you don't. You just plead. And we sort of play this legal game not knowing anything. And then we have today's headline out of Cleveland.
Right. The attorneys, Jay Schlache. Actually, it's Schlackett.
and Craig Weintraub, they have come out and said, hey, it's been unfair and offensive, their word, not mine, that the media and the community went to demonize this man before they know the whole story. You mean there's more to three women kidnapped for a decade, chosen to live in separate rooms, locked up psychologically, physically, emotionally, abused, raped, and kept from any quality of life? There's some part of this story that I've missed out on?
Wait, don't buy yet. You'll really like it when I tell you why. Or what really happened. Yeah, there's all kinds of possibilities here, and there is the remote possibility that Ariel Castro said, I'm not pleading guilty, I didn't do it. But that seems really odd. That seems almost impossible, given what we know.
Yeah.
Well, what we know is a lot of media leaks. We've seen leaks of the police report. We've heard leaks about what he supposedly said when he was arrested. We've heard a lot of things, very little of it officially. But officially, what we know is that his attorneys think that there's a possibility he says, I didn't do that. It was all a misunderstanding.
Apparently what they're going to try to convince us of is that these girls accepted this lifestyle and enjoyed this lifestyle, and this was their life that they chose. This is what they're going to try and feed us.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the jury, exhibit number one, the phone call from Amanda Berry, where she says, I was held captive for 10 years and I'm free now.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not what people say when they walk out of the front door under their own free will.
Look, our system is set up that everyone has the right to a fair trial, and I 100% agree and believe that. However, it doesn't say that you have to defend somebody who is 100% guilty.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, I know they have a job to do. I know that they are defense attorneys, but you don't have to take the case.
Hey, that's a good segment, Kenny. That was good. Chuck Powell and Carrie Dozier. That was quite entertaining and good conversation, which is what we're all about here on Good Day. It's a Friday, 28 after the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Mary Madeline and Elliot Spitzer, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help, but the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Spitzer and Madeline. Alex Jones, a right-wing radio jock, and Senator Jim Inhofe are both claiming that a tyrannical government is now in America buying up ammo to make guns inoperable. Any truth to that?
I just went to get ammo for my pistol. The gun store operator said, I have none to sell you. I said, why don't you have any? He said, because the government's buying it. Okay, they didn't ascribe a motive to it, and I'm not either. But there is a limit of ammunition available to legal gun owners in this country.
Did you try driving to the next Walmart and seeing if they had any?
They do not.
Mary, I love you dearly. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Inhofe is so completely out of line. He should be seeing black helicopters. The guy, it's an embarrassment. A United States senator talking like that.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Mary Madeline and Elliot Spitzer.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We're at 33 after the hour. Conversation is king here. Things that you need to know about today, or things in conversation that maybe will help you. Hey, did you hear about what Obama said? Well, the president said yesterday he had no prior knowledge about the Inspector General's report detailing the IRS targeting conservative groups for extra tax scrutiny. This happened during the election cycle last year. The president also declined calls for a special counsel to investigate this controversy. Matter of fact, as I just went through the six different things that are going on, six different controversies that will occupy them, so they won't be able to get anything done. And a lot of you are saying, hey, that's great, nothing will happen. They'll not screw anything else up. Well, there's no guarantee of that. But as you look at or think about these various scandals, the one that bugs me, actually, more than the IRS even, is the seizing of the Associated Press phone records. A couple of different spins on that here. One of them from legal analyst Matt Burke talking to host Doug Callett about the excuse or lack of an excuse that the Department of Justice has for seizing these phone records.
They were not just bugging or wiretapping the phones of, you know, the work phone numbers. They were also wiretapping the personal phone numbers of these reporters as well. So it just goes beyond what they were doing on their business side. They were also tapping the personal, I guess it was cell phone and personal phones of these reporters as well. And what it looks like, it hasn't been mentioned in any story out there, but my guess in reading between the lines is that they obtained this church warrant, this search warrant, through the FISA court. Is the only thing that makes sense to me. And under the FISA court, at some point, they do have to disclose that a search warrant was issued, and I guess that's what happened in this case here. What the administration was doing is, I guess there was a leak back in May of 2012, and regarding a foiled terrorist plot, and the administration decided to go ahead and crack down on that leak, so they wound up wiretapping all these AP reporters' cell phones and work phones, and that is just unbelievably troubling here, Doug.
Yeah, I mean, it goes back to, right, okay, whatever the purpose or the excuse that was used, and they must have gotten terrorism in this. Did they actually have a warrant to do this? Because, I'm thinking, I haven't seen anything that said they had a warrant, but I guess they must have had some sort of okay of doing this. But the scope of the monitoring or tapping of the phones or whatever it was, I guess, I don't know if they were tapping and listening in or they were just monitoring who's calling, who they're calling.
Right. They were not listening in. It was just simply a listing of the phone numbers called and the duration of the phone call. So they weren't physically listening in, but they still had to get some sort of court action in order to get access to those phone lines. And the phone companies are not just going to let a government agency come in and do that to one of their subscribers. So they actually had to get some sort of court authority. And like I said, my guess, reading between the lines is not mentioned in any news story, but I guess reading between the lines is that they went through the FISA court on it.
My thought is on this is that you have a very big threshold you've got to get past. You almost have to have a reporter really involved in terrorist activity to do this, I think. And it would be that specific reporter, not the entire staff of the Associated Press, right? And then you're even doing this monitoring of communications that are coming out of the House of Representatives here through the AP Bureau. That's another issue. But a guy who's known for leaking information, Patrick Leahy, he's known as Leaky Leahy in Washington, the Senate Judiciary Committee chairman, said yesterday he is troubled about these allegations. He said the burden is always on the government when they go after private information, especially information regarding the press or its confidential sources. I want to know more about this case, but on the face of it, I am concerned the government may not have met that burden.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Ken at DougStephan.com. Following us on Facebook.com/Good Day Show. So what do we have, Kenny, in terms of trails to follow with our social media? Trails or trials, one or the other.
Trails and trials. Lots of people commenting on the multiple scandals, and it seems like everyone has a favorite or... favorite might not be the right word, that everybody has a different one that they're concerned about. Mm-hmm. We had asked back when there were only three, which one were you most concerned about?
We're
the IRS.
We're on number seven now, by the way.
Yeah, right, the IRS, the Department of Justice, or Benghazi. And it's been all over the map. Julie says Benghazi. Lyle says the Department of Justice. Loretta says the IRS. And Walter says all of it. Jail them all.
Put them all in jail, those crooks. 8883. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. And then Cheryl says, actually, just waiting to see what comes out today.
Well, we're going to have something for you. You'll be pleased to know we found number seven on the list. So stand by for that. Meanwhile, we have lots of shootings. We have shootings. We have lots and lots of shootings. There were a lot of people talking about the New Orleans shooting. But there's actually, going back to what happened in Aurora, let's cover first the New Orleans shooting from this past weekend. Here's host John McConnell with attorney Robert Jenkins talking about some clerical error that had put the shooting suspect, who now is under arrest, on the street last March, back on the street.
Akeem Scott was arrested. The mayor last year wanted all the judges to, everybody who's done, who's picked up on a gun charge or violent crime, especially guns and drugs involved, at least $35,000 in bond. They're listening to other people talk about it and reading stuff. Apparently, he was supposed to be out on. He got a $30,000 bond. It was some clerical error that dropped it to $15,000, so he's able to walk pretty pretty cheap, and now people are going, well, who's the one who did that? I mean, does it really matter who specifically did that, Robert, or is there some kind of endemic problem over there about some people sitting in jail forever waiting for court, and some people who should be in there and not getting out, or was this a fluke that this guy got?
Well, it's a host of problems over there, but the truth of the matter is that what people don't understand is that the magistrate set the bond.
And don't they have some kind of... Don't they have a contract, like consultants who consult with them about what they should charge?
Well, in terms of the bond, no. Normally what would happen is that the defendant would come in, the DA would recommend a bond, and the judge would look at his record. And then the judge would set that bond, meaning the judge in magistrate court. And that's what happened in this case. There's been a lot of confusion about whether or not it was a $30,000 bond or $15,000. The bond was actually set in magistrate court at $15,000. Then he went to Section K, Orleans Parish, Judge Arthur Hunter, and no one asked for the bond to be increased. No one asked for it to be lowered.
Mm-hmm.
So the judge didn't and cannot on his own just say, hey, let's take up a bond hearing when it's not before him. So that's where the confusion came.
Yeah, and that's confusing to a lot of people because we all think that, you know, judges have, like, you know, carte blanche in their courtrooms. And he could have looked at this and go, this ain't enough. But he doesn't have that kind of
chance. No, he doesn't. The district attorney may come in and say, hey, judge, we would like to ask for a bond increase. The judge can ask if both parties are ready to do it now or set a hearing date. Normally they would set a hearing date for a bond hearing. Or the defendant can come in and say, judge, this bond was set too high in magistrate court. We believe that it should be lower. And the same thing happens. They will set a hearing for that. So,
Wait. If they set the hearing, could that hearing be a day or week, 2 months away?
Well, actually, they could have the hearing right then and there. Both parties say they are ready to go forward.
But if they're not, then the guy sits in jail until the hearing comes up?
Right. Until they agreed on a judgment.
You need to walk me through all this because I've never been in this case.
Right. Generally, they set it between 5 and 7 days for that bond hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll come in, the district attorney's office will then say, judge, this is a bad guy, look at his record, that's why it should be increased. And the defense will normally say he has ties to the community, he's never been in trouble or whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
Then the judge makes that informed decision and then decides if he's going to leave the bond as is, raise it or lower it.
All right, that was informational. That was cool information. So you get a little bit more on the system and how it works, or in this case, doesn't work, but at least you know why it doesn't work. So that was good information. Had some good input here. And that's why people love to listen to what's going on, maybe in the case of some of these shows you've never heard of the hosts and you're not in the city where they are on. So we bring this collective info to you and hopefully will educate you and make you feel like you really know what the story behind the story is. From one shooting to another here on Good Day, here is the story from Colorado. Host April Zezba and Stephen Tubbs talking to legal analyst Craig Silverman about the Aurora shooter looking to change his plea this week.
Before the judge accepts this plea, he wants to rule on several defense motions. What are we talking about here?
The judge needs to advise James Holmes specifically and personally the consequences of him entering this not guilty by reason of insanity plea. For example, he will be opening up a lot of doctor-patient privilege stuff that goes into the notebook, which is at the heart of one of the legal battles. Beyond that, he has to cooperate with the state examiner. And there will be a lot of fighting between the defense and the prosecution about what that advisement should say. Judge Samore will rule. Holmes will be advised, and maybe there's a good appellate issue, maybe not. Let's face it, this is all about the death penalty, and the appeals will follow if he is convicted and sentenced to death.
Isn't it a gray area when it comes to a crime as heinous as this, yet you look at the steps that led up to it? Sure, an insane person can do a lot of things, I would imagine, but how much of the premeditation will come into this? And so, for example, they look at his apartment, and they look at when he purchased the weapons and all of that. Isn't that a good thing for the prosecution?
Excellent points, Stephen. As usual, there is super premeditation here. Aside and apart from the things you mentioned, how about that posting on the dating websites and X-rated websites, will you visit me in prison? What could be a more valuable statement when you need to show that he could distinguish between right and wrong? He knew he was going to be punished. He knew he was going to go to prison. And he's asking for girls to visit him there.
What a system. Good God. All right, anyway. Again, we get gray hairs just thinking about some of this foolish stuff that's going on. More foolishness coming up here on Good Day.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. One of those creative minds is Jeffrey Jensen Arnett, Ph.D. He's co-authored a parenting guide for those who thought they no longer needed one. When will my grown-up kid grow up?
When kids reach emerging adulthood, it's often a really nice time for parents because adolescence is often a struggle. And then when the kids reach emerging adulthood, what I've found and what a lot of other researchers have found is that the relationship almost always gets better. So they learn to see each other as friends rather than parent and child. But that doesn't mean it's always an easy transition. Parents realize that they need to step back. They need to give them room for making their own decisions. But they also want to stay connected. They want to have a friendly relationship with them. And so they have to learn to balance the two and to respond to what the kids want. Sometimes the kids want to be really connected, and sometimes they don't. And so parents have to adapt. And it's not necessarily an easy thing to do. In fact, in one of the questions we asked in our survey about what's the most difficult part of your kids reaching this stage of life, the parents talked about missing their kids more than anything else. They, on one hand, are happy to be able to turn their attention back to their own lives, but they love their kids and they miss being close to them on a daily basis.
Jeffrey Jensen Arnett, Ph.D., co-author of When Will My Grown-Up Kid Grow Up? There's more online, InsightDailyRadio.org.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program on Friday. The story this week about O.J. Simpson wanting to have a new trial. This ought to be pretty good. Piers Morgan had Jose Baez and Gloria Allred on his program the other night to discuss O.J. taking the stand as he attempts to get a retrial.
This may be the time we get to hear O.J. testify.
Oh, I think you're definitely going to hear from him. The key issue here is whether the plea was actually conveyed by Mr. Galanter and to O.J. Now, if Mr. Simpson claims that it wasn't delivered and Mr. Galanter says that it was, I think it's the court will err on the side of caution and actually deny his petition. But if there's some other type of evidence that actually lends credence to his argument that he was not given that plea, that's a very, very serious thing. As a defense lawyer, you must convey all pleas and all plea overtures to your client.
Right, so, and just to remind viewers who don't know about this, this obviously goes back to when O.J. was convicted of orchestrating the gunpoint seizure of memorabilia he claimed was stolen from him. He's now claiming Gloria that there was a plea he didn't know about.
Well, he is, but in addition, he's saying that his lawyer, Yael Galanter, gave him advice that apparently that he could do what obviously he cannot do because it's illegal, to go in and take what he says is his property as long as he didn't use physical force or trespass. Now, Mr. Galanter denies that advice. But if, in fact, the judge would believe that that advice was given, then Yael Galanter would have a conflict and even representing him, because he would have a conflict in advising him whether to testify at the trial or not, because that might affect the attorney's reputation if he gave that advice. And that is very serious. So the ineffective assistance of counsel argument is an uphill battle always for any defendant to make. But the argument, if believed that his client, that Yael had a conflict of interest and shouldn't have represented him, would go to Simpson's not having criminal intent and could result in that judgment or verdict being set aside.
All right. Angelina Jolie, a couple of different takes on that story coming up.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods. Watch award-winning documentaries. Attend exciting panel discussions. Discover the latest natural health products. And be sure to check out the expo hall, filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire three-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
A couple of more items of interest after we focus on Angelina Jolie and her announcement this week. There is yet another scandal. So this is maybe scandal B of A or maybe number 7, but we got another one for you to chew on. First, though, the story in a couple of different takes on Angelina Jolie's announcement this week that she had a double mastectomy. Here's host Ray Steele talking to Stephanie Cohen from the St. Vincent Cancer Care Center.
Angelina Jolie, you've heard the news by now perhaps, had a preventive double mastectomy. She was told that she had a not just a high risk of breast cancer, a very, very high risk of breast cancer, along with a 50-50 shot at ovarian cancer. It was all because of genetics. She had a mutation of the gene, or so her doctors told her, that made her likely to have cancer. In fact, her mom died from ovarian cancer just 6 years ago at the age of 56. This, on the surface, seems like a drastic measure. Angelina does not have cancer, and she's not the only woman to go through this, or man for that matter, to go through a preventive type surgery, even though there's no sign of cancer in them. How common is a preventive measure like this these days, now that we have these genetic markers that doctors can find?
Well, I think it's a really personal decision, and there certainly are women that consider prophylactic surgery to reduce their risk, but there are others who don't go that route and instead opt to do surveillance with mammography and breast MRI. So I think it's really personal decision, and we see folks choose either way.
Angelina's doctor said she had an 87% likelihood of breast cancer. They seem awfully sure of that. Are the tests for these genetic type markers, these genes, that accurate these days?
We can't tell who is actually going to develop cancer and who isn't. Mm-hmm. Certainly having a BRCA mutation does not guarantee that you will get cancer. And in fact, some newer data suggests that for a carrier of a BRCA1 mutation, that the likelihood of developing breast cancer by the age of 70 is probably around 60%. So if you extrapolate that out, maybe that's where they're coming up with that higher number. But it is a high risk, and we can't tell who will develop cancer and who will not.
All right. I think that's pretty special, frankly. That's speaking of special, aren't you happy that we have people who are all about trying to figure out what's going on in areas that don't necessarily affect our health and well-being. But this is a very interesting story on Coca-Cola, a guy who claims he found a copy of the recipe and he wants to sell it on eBay. Here's reporter Steve Osanami.
Cliff and Arlene Clue think they found the goods. Is this the real deal?
We sure hope so.
We believe it is definitely related to Coca-Cola.
The secret recipe to the most popular soft drink on the planet.
Ice cold Coca-Cola.
For more than 100 years, the people who make Coca-Cola have guarded their super secret formula.
Only two guys in the world know it.
But Klug and his wife say they discovered this 1943 copy buried deep in this box of old documents they picked up at an antique sale. He'd only show us a copy with the most important parts blocked out. But like the commercial says, he's sure it's the real thing.
On page 83 of the extractor is the original Coca-Cola formula, which might serve as a source of preparation information.
Coke says that finding their trade secret is no different than discovering the Loch Ness Monster or Bigfoot. It's just not going to happen. They have one copy and say it's safe and sound in this vault at their world headquarters in downtown Atlanta.
At least once a year, somebody show up and say, I have the original formula for Coca-Cola. How much will you pay me for it? Well, we don't need to pay them anything for it, because we have the only real one.
It's the holy grail of soda pop, and Coke fanatics have been searching for it for years. NPR's website crashed in 2011 when they posted what they said was the super secret formula. Cliff Klug has posted his online as well, but on eBay. They're asking for at least $5 million, enough to make their lives sugary sweet.
Yeah. And good luck to them and the Marines, yeah, as they say. All right, so here's the final scare. We started the hour with scandal. We'll end the hour with scandal. We've talked about the missing terror suspects, the Secretary of Homeland Security, Health and Human Services, trying to get money out of hospitals she monitors for Obamacare, the EPA giving favorable treatment to green groups, the AP thing, Benghazi, the IRS, and they're stalling conservative groups. But this is the next scandal. Say it again, Doug. The next scandal. The Barack H. Obama Foundation sought tax-exempt status to raise money for things like problems in Kenya. The IRS stepped up to bat and gave them immediate help by giving approval to the Obama Foundation. So the conservative...
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I want to personally invite you to a wonderful two-hour free seminar on health. How to take care of yourself so you don't need medical care. How to take care of yourself so you don't need insurance. If you have arthritis, you want to be an ex-arthritis patient. If you have type 2 diabetes, you want to be an ex-type 2 diabetes patient. If you're obese, you want to lose some weight. If you want to avoid Alzheimer's disease, I'll show you how to reduce your risk of Alzheimer's disease by 80%. What I want you to do is come to the 520 building. This is the City College of New York, 520 8th Avenue. This is at the cross streets of 36th and 37th, New York, New York. This is going to be Saturday, 18th of May. Registration is at 6:30 p.m. It's free. It starts promptly at 7. and we give away a lot of free stuff. We're going to show you how to add 25 to 50 healthier years to your life.